In the Men of the Upper Decks Gallery, we display some of the weapons that were used by the men high up on the upper and castle decks, such as longbows and handguns, the word used at the time for the musket-like weapons. In total, 172 longbows were recovered from the Mary Rose, along with over 2,000 complete arrows. Over on the wall case behind the archer's personal case, you can see the longbows as they had been stored. A large chest is displayed in the showcase. We found two of these chests still full of longbows. One had over 50 longbows in it, the other had 49, all in absolutely fantastic condition as you see here. The case, or box itself, is rather crudely made of elm, and there are two simple holes in each end, through which a rope was knotted to make a handle. If you look closely at the longbows, you can see how, instead of using a laminate of materials, the bows were carved from the part of the tree where the sapwood meets the heartwood. This uses the natural qualities of these two types of wood to create the spring in the bow. There are knots in the wood that have not been carved out, but left in so as not to reduce the strength of the longbow. You can see the lighter coloured tips of longbows, which would have been covered with a nock, an attachment that holds the string in place, usually made out of cow horn. We were able to find only one of these amongst all the thousands of objects that we recovered, and that is displayed to the right of the seven longbows on the back wall. We also found whole boxes of arrows containing up to 960 of them, all stored tip to tip. If you look carefully at the arrows here, you can see the remains of the silk bindings where the flights, the feathers of the arrow, were connected to the shaft. Sadly, the flights didn't survive because they've decomposed into nothing. It was quite extraordinary finding any remains of this highly successful weapon that had been used by the English for hundreds of years.